President Bush and John Kerry are expected to focus on domestic issues this week as they prepare for Wednesday's final debate. That debate is supposed to focus on domestic issues, but nobody is forgetting about Iraq. On the Sunday talk shows, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice defended the president's decision to go to war. Democratic vice presidential nominee John Edwards said that decision was unjustified. Most polls show this race tightening as the campaign begins its final 3 weeks, and even the most undecided voters are running out of time to make up their minds. One observer of the media says too many news organizations seem like they've made up their minds. Marvin Kelb has this commentary.
There was political partisanship in American journalism early in our history, and we now seem to be returning to it. The bloggers fill the blogosphere with vitriolic assaults on both presidential candidates, sparing neither. And small so-called alternative newspapers champion one political cause after another. Conservatives tend to regard CNN as being liberal. The New York Times has come in for similar criticism. And on the other side of the political spectrum, liberals are absolutely convinced that talk radio and Fox Cable News are home to a right-wing bias that distorts the news and openly favors President Bush. In fact, regrettably in recent years, the media has become part of the political landscape, raising serious questions about the role of journalism in a free, open, and competitive society. This new approach has been highly successful in attracting audiences. Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore's unabashed critique of the Bush administration's Iraq policy, has had an extraordinary run in neighborhood movie theaters. It will probably do just as well now on DVD. Fox has learned that its ratings spike when the president is addressing the nation on major matters, normally tripling its average primetime ratings. For example, the first presidential debate, Fox more than doubled CNN's audience. When President Bush addressed the Republican National Convention, Fox even outdrew each of the big three networks. During the recent CBS Dan Rather controversy, a programming delight for all cable networks, Fox took a decidedly anti-CBS approach and its ratings soared. This is not a momentary pre-election politicization of the news involving just conservatives. Air America Radio, featuring such liberal hosts as humorist Al Franken, was launched with much fanfare to fight the right. Former Vice President Al Gore is setting up a cable network designed to balance the right-wing tilt he sees in the media. This right-left struggle has been intensified by the war on terrorism. Since 9/11, networks and many newspapers have unfurled the American flag. This has affected coverage of the news. CBS's Rather calls himself a patriotic journalist, acknowledging the difficulty all of his colleagues have had trying to be objective in an atmosphere dramatically jingoist, an atmosphere NBC's Tom Brokaw describes as filled with martial music. News organizations march to this music, fearful that otherwise they may lose audience. This turn to a partisan press is a big change in American journalism. It makes the American press similar to the European press, which has always been partisan. It may in fact satisfy many Americans seeking not news when they turn on the news, but rather confirmation of what they already know or think or prefer. In the long run, however, it may not satisfy their need for solid and reliable information when they go to the poll booths or send their children off to war. Without such information untainted by politics, they have no way of judging reality or making informed decisions. And that's not good in a democracy.
Commentator Marvin Kelb is a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.